That's one I can't, I know what staves or what they call those. I can't remember. I know that my parents, grandparents had those, but I can't remember.
Okay. Okay. Talking about the parts of a wagon wheel. Okay, in the middle, you know, you got the hub.
Mm-hmm.
And the spokes come out and they're attached to a wooden part. And then on the outside of the wooden part, you got a metal thing. What do you call the metal thing?
I should know that, but I don't.
Okay, what do you call the wooden thing? Do you remember?
The spokes?
No, not those. The thing that the spokes are attached
they
to
too.
On the outside.
Wheel.
Okay, nice. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, like here's the horse and here's the wagon, there's a bar of wood that runs this way between the horse and the wagon. What do you call it then? You know, like the leather straps that are on the horse are attached to this thing.
I know what it
is.
Yoke?
What?
That's a yoke.
Okay.
I'm not sure of that.
Would you ever call it a swingle tree or a single tree?
Single tree. That's what it is.
Okay.
Okay. I know a little about that stuff.
Yeah.
I know quite a lot about it. But some things, you know, it's been so long since
I
was on the farm.
I mean, it's...
It sure is. That's just simple. I know that single tree deal. I just couldn't come to my mind right then.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not something you exactly talk about every day.
Every day. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to forget those things.
Yeah. I think I'd forget him. He had two horses. He had a single tree behind each horse. And then you have to have a bigger thing. It's kind of like a single tree, but it's bigger. Behind the two single trees. What would you call that?
I don't think I remember even
what you call
that.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was going down the road, you'd say he was... He was doing what with wood?
Would he be selling it?
Okay, he'd probably be selling it, or he might be selling it, but if he was just going down the road, you know, you probably wouldn't know for sure, but you could tell that he had it in his wagon, and he was, you'd say he was...
Well, I could say he was carrying the wood.
Okay, alright. What do you call...
Hauling it.
What?
Hauling it.
Okay, alright. Suppose that there's a tree or something that had fallen across the road and you had to get it out of the way because it's too heavy to lift. So you put a chain around it and pull on it and what? Get it out of the road.
Drag it out of the road?
What?
Drag it out of the road.
Okay. And if you did that yesterday, you'd say yesterday we...
Drug.
Okay. And several times before we had...
To drag.
Okay. Or if you didn't say to drag, you'd say we had...
Drug.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call that thing that you break up the ground with in the spring if we plant?
Plow.
Okay. I gotta watch my tape because it doesn't make any noise when it runs off. I have to start keeping an eye on it. Okay, it used to be they'd go back after the plow and break up the dirt finer with something else. And what would you call that thing that they'd go back with?
Is that a tool? I don't know.
Okay. You ever heard it called a harrow or a harrow? Which one?
The harrow.
Okay. Okay. And what do you call that bar that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? It goes under the wagon. If it breaks, you're in trouble.
Axle?
Okay. Okay, let's see. You fix your hair with a comb and a...
Brush.
Okay. And if you're using one of those, you'd say you are
combing.
Okay, or
brushing.
Okay. You sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather...
A strap.
Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you'd lay a log across to chop it in stove lengths? Do you know a name for something like that? No. Okay. What about an A-shaped frame that you use to lay boards across to make a table for a church supper or something like that?
I'm what do you call those things? We use them all the time, but I can't think of them.
Okay. What do you call those things that you put in a revolver?
Revolver? bullets.
Okay, or another name would be...
shells.
Okay, or you might say they weren't firing live ammunition, they were just firing blank...
blank shells, blank ammunition.
Okay. Without, ooh, I take this right off.